The midterm elections are just a few weeks away, and today we're continuing our series of interviews with area candidates in some of those races. Cynthia Cunningham, who goes by Cindy, is the Democratic candidate for Illinois House in the 104th District, which includes portions of Champaign and Vermilion counties, including the cities of Danville and Rantoul. Illinois Public Media's Anna Casey... Illinois Public Media's Anna Casey recently spoke with Cunningham, who says there's one big change the state of Illinois could make to make sure there's not another budget impasse like the one we saw in recent years.
Well, I think there's one major change that we can make that would keep it from happening again, and that is a change to how the contracts that the state has are written. If we can make it a provision of the contract that the state must cancel the contract if they don't have funds to pay for the contract, I think that would eliminate any possibility of a budget impasse, because during the budget impasse, services continued without payment from the state of Illinois. If people actually lost services, I think that there would be a huge outcry and it would be very unpopular.
By not having those contracts go through, so having the threat of those contracts.
Right, right. If there was an actual consequence to lawmakers for not having a budget, such as the very things that they want to see funded are not funded during a budget impasse, I think we could stop it.
And so I wanted to move on to the subject of taxes. That's been a huge issue, we know, in the gubernatorial race. But I wanted to ask you, even after the recent tax increase to 4.9%, the budget for the current fiscal year looks to be about $1 billion out of balance. Do you support further revenue increases to bring that budget back into balance?
Well, first, I don't agree that it's $1 billion out of balance. I do see that the bill backlog is being paid down with a 4.95% tax rate that we've got going right now. I do think that we need more funding for schools, so I think we are going to need some more funding. I don't think that the middle class can take another tax increase, so I am in favor of a progressive income tax so that people who make more can pay a little bit more.
Some have said that with that progressive income tax, that taxes would even go up on the middle class. You're saying that wouldn't be the case. Could you explain
that?
Well,
I can't tell you exactly where the rate should increase, but you can design it so that it doesn't increase taxes to the middle class. It's ridiculous to say that we wouldn't have control of that, because we could say exactly where the increases were going to be and exactly where the increases aren't. A progressive income tax seeks specifically to tax those with lower incomes at a lower rate and those with higher incomes at a slightly higher rate.
Moving back to the budget, the two men at the center of the budget fight, Governor Bruce Rauner and House Speaker Michael Madigan, will you support Michael Madigan for Speaker?
So first, we have to see who's running. Of course he's going to be running. Second, if anybody thinks that my one vote is going to preclude Michael Madigan from being Speaker of the House, that's just delusional. There are already a significant number of people from Chicago who are going to vote for Speaker Madigan again. And all a vote against him would do would be to alienate our area from him. And I don't see the benefit of alienating ourselves from Speaker Madigan.
So according to the Illinois budget book, for the current fiscal year, the state has about $219 billion in public pension obligations and $85 billion in assets. So what would you do to close that pension gap?
So we don't pay that entirely in one year. We make payments toward that, and we've been making our payments since the budget impasse has ended, and during most of the budget impasse, we made those payments as well. We need to continue to make those budget payments. They are significant, but this is a group of people that, as part of their compensation, they were promised that they would receive compensation in retirement, and we have to honor that obligation.
And I wanted to move on to some of the issues that are more specific to the 104th District. So what issues do you think are most important to your district?
Well, school funding. In the Champaign County area, we have a number of retirees who are paying increasing amounts of property tax for schools that their kids no longer attend. In Vermilion County, we have areas that don't have a lot of real estate dollars to tax that are being taxed at a level that's just about unsustainable, and it still isn't enough to cover costs in schools. Westville has had to co-op with Danville Area Community College in order to provide enough teachers. So we have got to have property tax relief. We have to fund more of our schools' funding through the state of Illinois rather than through local property tax. That's one that cuts across the entire district. There are, we've got coal ash that's stored right on the banks of the Vermilion River, the middle fork of the Vermilion River, and it's just a matter of time, according to experts, before it would leach in and be a huge pollution problem. It's one of the top 10 most endangered rivers. We need to have the coal ash moved out of the floodplain. That's a huge issue. We have gun violence in Danville, and we are seeing increased gun violence in Champaign. That needs to be addressed. We need some anti-violence programs, and we need opportunities for some of these young men to be more economically involved in the community. We have some unemployment in Danville that needs to be addressed. We have some areas in Danville that just need some community programs and some neighborhood funding in order to improve the areas.
Danville specifically, the poverty rate there, according to the census, is twice what it is in Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah.
Rantoul, 1.5 times. What would you do to help address that? Do you view that as an issue?
Absolutely. And the area has been neglected from programs, from state programs, for a very long time. We need a capital budget. We need a capital budget anyway to improve infrastructure. But what it would also do would be to give our local economies a big boost. So I would start there with the capital budget, hire our local people, and then things will follow.
That was Democrat Cindy Cunningham speaking with Illinois Public Media's Anna Casey. Cunningham is running for the Illinois House seat in the 104th District. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Republican Mike Maron. Maron is the former Vermilion County Board Chairman who was appointed to the seat in the 104th District when fellow Republican Chad Hayes resigned earlier this year to take a job with an area nonprofit organization.